Let me check.
Hold on, guys.
Is the phone tilted?
No. Well, you'll see now.
Okay, hold on.
If we're live, pardon.
Yes.
We are checking. Is it straight?
Yeah.
We are live! Welcome, everybody, to Lais and the Coach.
Yes!
This is our third or fourth episode this week. That never happens.
Ever.
But we are doing it live and in person instead of on Zoom. Yay! Jen number 7 in the house.
Yes!
Welcome, Jen.
She's okay with us calling her that, by the
yes,
way.
Yes.
For any of you that find offense, because I've been fighting with people all day long on a whole other page, which we should do a show about.
Yeah, let's do it.
When we have Bri on, we're going to talk about that. But today we are talking to Jen number 7, who her and I were just talking about how awesome the internet is.
Yes.
Because it's not only how we met, but even this that we're doing right now. You know, if it wasn't for the internet, we wouldn't be able to even do this,
yeah,
right?
Connect, like,
connect and share this story.
Yeah.
So most of the time when we start the show, we always talk about how you even came across the idea of deciding that you wanted to do this.
Right.
So let's start there.
Okay. So I love fitness. So I've always been, you know, searching for different programs. So I found this program through an app, and it was these Australian girls that did the WBFF.
Okay.
And so I saw them and I was like, wow, what is this that they're doing? And I thought it was like something that was maybe strictly for Australia.
Okay.
And so then I researched and I was like, my God, that looks amazing. And secretly, I'd always wanted to do it.
Okay.
And so funny how often people say that.
Yeah. I saw it and just like lit something in me. I'm like, I would love to do that. But I don't look like they look, you know? And so then, fast forward maybe 2 years, I'm on the bike and I'm listening to a podcast.
Okay.
And it's about doing the thing you fear the most.
Okay.
And I thought, well, holy hell, there's my sign. I gotta do the WBFF. So I researched like coaches, and you guys popped up.
Awesome.
As did these podcasts. And so I'm digging through all of your material, and I thought, oh my gosh, these people are so relatable and real, and I could see myself working with them. So I reached out.
Awesome.
And that was, that was back last September.
Yeah.
So last year, September, is when I connected.
Okay.
And we started working together.
That's so
awesome.
And
it's been amazing.
Good.
Oh my, I find it interesting when people say, like, I always wanted to do that, because I never wanted to do that. Like, so many people are like, I've always wanted. I'm like, you did? Like, who the fuck wants to do a fitness competition?
I did.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
But it, like, it always surprises me.
It always surprises her because, you know, when she did it, we lived on an island. You know, it was so just us. And at the time, we owned the gym, and no one in the gym would, never did any of the things that we did that were fitness related, would fitness competitions or bodybuilding come up.
Watch it.
Right. I mean, I've always been a fan.
Yeah.
But like what we did at our gym, you know, we would do mud runs and Spartans
and
it was all performance stuff.
Right. Yeah, it was no aesthetics.
No one was actually, like, people would come in and want to lose weight, but no one was like, I want to get on stage.
Yeah.
Because that's hard.
Yeah.
Because that's the hard thing.
And the same thing with me. I always watched him watch bodybuilding, and that specifically didn't appeal to me at the time. But when I saw the WBFF, I saw the same thing. I'm like, wait a minute, like, what the hell is this?
And at the time that she was prepping, we were all alone in the sense that, you know, no one in our circle or our perimeter or our surrounding was even remotely interested in any of it, right?
Yeah.
So when we left that show and people started saying, I've always wanted, it was like, you have?
Right.
Like,
I was so confused.
Like, what
do
you
talk?
Because she prepped, and not one time did anybody say, hey, I've always wanted to do one of those things. No one said a word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a huge deal.
And even for me, after that first show, or prepping for that first show, the goal was never to continue doing shows. It was like, let me just do it once.
Yeah, all we wanted, like initially, if you guys haven't heard the story, all we wanted at the time was to prove, right? Like to kind of like punch people in the face with this, to prove that you can have flexibility in your diet and do all the things that people say you can't do and still accomplish a goal that big. That it wasn't just about losing weight. It's can you get in fitness contest shape and have a Pop-Tart every day.
Amen.
Go out to dinner regularly, right? That was all we wanted.
Wine.
Right? And then after that, the goal was going to be, well, now we can market this as, you know, a transformation type thing, but never was it going to be like, let's take people to the stage.
Yeah.
Because we recognize how hard that was.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, God forbid you follow your program anyway. Like, now you got to do all this stuff.
Part. So the food was one component. The workout part was like, I prepped for that show and pretty much every show after, like literally in our gym. And our gym wasn't a commercial gym.
Right.
Right? It was a personal training gym. We had no machines. Yeah. There was no leg press. There was no Stairmaster.
Right.
Like, it was just free weights and body and then like body weight and bands and the things that you would do in that, like that we have in our garage now. Right.
Right.
It's like, so you could do that big of a thing without having to
right
go,
it was more about
gym.
Like hey guys, like everybody's so concerned that you've got to do all these things to get a little bit of a transformation. Well, look at this big one, and we didn't do any of that. Right.
And I'm glad you said that, because I coming into it, I didn't know the way you coached.
Right.
I didn't know how awesome of a meal plan I would get. I thought, okay, tilapia, asparagus.
And you were down to do it.
And I was ready.
You were ready.
I was
like,
ready to make that change and have that experience.
Right. And you were like, if this is what
tilapia,
it takes, then I'm in.
I'll give up my cookies, my desserts.
Right.
But having gotten to meet you and got the meal plan, I was like, oh yeah. During our first meeting, you said, oh no, you'll get your dessert. You usually will get two cookies or a little wine. I choose the cookies. So, I'm glad you mentioned that for someone else.
Yes. Right. Like, you know, it's such a stigma. Because even, I think yesterday when we were talking to Natasha, right? Because so many women go through this journey on tilapia and asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
And it causes chaos internally, right? Because you're just
hormonal problems.
Like so many bad things for your body because you're trying to get so lean and you're doing whatever it takes. And it's like, yeah, but what is it going to cost you later?
Yes.
After.
So that's another thing. Like, what will you do next after that?
Right. Like,
where do you have to go from there?
No.
Because
so
if you pull it all away, you're just miserable.
So back to you. Miserable. Back to you. Yeah. This is about you.
Okay. Yes.
So we chatted and
got started.
Got started. But one of the things that I always ask is, like, when you first go on the journey, right, and you see that our meal plan was a little bit different, right? You're like, did you feel like, is this really going to work? Like,
you know what? No. You know
what?
That's
awesome.
Because you have put out so much content and material that proved it would work. So I saw the transformations and I knew what was going on. And alongside that, then shows would happen and I would watch those. Those are important too, like just to stay connected and know what's happening and know how things flow, so when it's your turn, it sits better, right?
Yeah.
So
do you think that going to a show first helped you kind of get ready for yours?
Oh yeah.
Because a lot of times we talk, like, we have people that've never been to a show and they've competed several times and have never sat in the audience.
Okay.
You know,
I'm people. So,
We watched a show
recently. Not my first
no,
five like, shows.
Oh wow!
Never
I have never
watched
seen
them.
One.
Okay, wow, that's great.
I've been in it.
I'm a planner, so I'm like, oh, I need to know what's happening.
No, but that is the better.
But you know,
option.
And it does give you. We feel like that it gives you insight.
Totally.
To because a lot of times the perception is whatever you see on Instagram or Facebook or on the internet. Whatever you're consuming is the perception of all it is. But then watching the show, you see that there's so much more, right? And there's so much more variety on stage than the eight or nine people. Like, there's hundreds of people on stage, but you only see eight or nine on the internet, right?
And you see it in real time. You see that so-and-so looks amazing and she's still shaking and nervous.
Right.
You know, you see that someone's strap might go and they just keep going. Like, you see in real time. You don't just see the picture-perfect things on Instagram.
Definitely more real.
Yeah.
So we start on the journey, right? How was it for you? Well, first of all, before I even go on whether or not it was challenging, what do you do, right, in your day-to-day life? Like, are you a full-time athlete?
No. No. I've always exercised.
Okay.
I've always loved it. So for me, the exercise part was nothing to be concerned about. But I'm not an athlete. I would never consider myself an athlete.
What do you do other things? Oh, you just work out all day?
I work.
You work. Okay, full time.
Yeah, I have a full-time job. And it's my own business. I'm sell real estate.
Okay.
And I have 4 children. 3 of them are at home.
Like Team Forever.
Yeah. 4. I've got 4 kids, 3 of which are still living at home.
People ask us all the time, yeah, but I have kids. I'm like, everyone.
This week alone,
kids.
I'm like, oh, but I have kids. I'm like, you're kidding me.
But
right?
I'm in my 40s.
Like, do you not see any of our stuff?
So is everybody else. Everyone's in their 40s with kids. Like, you're not special.
That's the reason to do it.
Right. Yeah. So that's kind of where I want to go. So how did you navigate working full time, being a mom, and still carve out whatever time you were carving out to do this?
Okay. And she's a wife also. That's important to mention, because a husband takes up, like,
true. Time. Yeah.
Time. Yeah. I'm like, how do I wear this so this doesn't sound bad?
Energy.
Yes, but it's another person you want to hang out with and talk to and have, you know, it's part of your life. Right. Yeah.
So how did you navigate all of that?
So I guess for me, because I am a planner, I would literally write down the night before what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it, and in a like hourly time frame. So in my
job. That's what I do too.
Okay. My job is so, like, on the whim. You'll get a call, I gotta go show, or I've gotta go do this or whatever. It's very, so I knew my meals had to be planned and prepared, otherwise you don't eat right.
Okay.
You're off plan. So I knew preparing my meals would be very important, and just even writing them down, knowing what I was gonna eat. And then with the kids, I guess that was kind of not easy, but through the week, they were usually at school. When I was doing my early morning workout, I'd get my youngest to the school bus, and then I'd work out. And then afterwards, it was, you know, time for work and normal day stuff. Through the weekend, I did have to establish, like, a rule with my youngest daughter, because I work out in the garage. That's all I did through this whole process, was my garage workout. And she would come out and want to put her skates on and start hanging out, put knee pads, can you help me? So at first I was like,
the joys.
Yeah, I would like stop and be pissed and put my kettlebell down and go help her. But then I'm like, no, I'm getting so angry. Like, I'm finding, because this is my time.
Yes.
So I established with her, I was like, I love you so much and I think it's awesome that you want to skate. But when I'm outside in the garage, you are not coming out here. You will stay inside until I come in, and then we can do you.
Right.
And she learned. So we did that. That helped.
That was a theme with the other Jen P. She said the same thing. She's like, I'm going to do me right now, and after that, it's all you.
Yes.
Right? But right now, it's me.
Yes.
And, like, that's so important.
And there were actually a few things there that you said. Because you did say that a lot of times you'll get a call to go show something. So there's a lot of flexibility required when it comes to work that you need.
Yes.
But you control the other part. Like, you can control your food. Like, these are the meals that I'm going to eat today.
Yes.
And I know that I have to work out.
Right.
But I still need flexibility for the other stuff.
Absolutely.
And it didn't interfere.
No.
You still got it done.
And I made it so it didn't interfere.
Okay.
That was an intentional point that I made. When I'm out there exercising and my phone is ringing, my text messages are coming through, emails, I need to see this. And I'm like, nope, no, not right now. You're not. I'm going to do me.
Was it hard at first?
Yes.
To, like...
It was so hard. It was so hard, but I got the hang of it.
No one's going to die inside of your hour.
It's fine.
You're 1 hour off.
Yes. We're talking, it's like 7:38 at this clock. Time, you know, so it's not like
working
10
hours.
O'clock.
Yeah,
it's fine. So yeah, I just learned those things, and yeah.
And we say this all the time: those boundaries, those reprogramming of habits, and those shifts are such a big part of the transformation. because you're like, nope, I decided I'm going to do this, so I'm going to do it. And every time that you do, right, every time that you're like, my daughter's going to have to wait, my phone's going to have to wait, like, you're showing up for you. And even if in that moment you're like, look at me, I'm showing up for me, like, subconsciously you still realize that you're doing that.
Yeah. Right.
And all of those actions lead to the result, but they also lead to that internal transformation of like, wow, like, I did that. Like, yeah. I cut this habit out, or I, you know, put boundaries in place, and I shifted the way that I do X, Y, or Z thing. Like, that feels good. Like, that
so
makes you
good.
Feel like a different person.
But also, too, having this huge goal on the one side of it, the end of it, it made it so I was so laser focused on each workout. I'm like, no, each workout really matters. I have to do it with, I have to be so present.
Intention.
To make sure I'm, yeah, with good intention. And yeah, so I knew that I had to give it my all with each workout.
100%.
Yeah.
And along the way, did you experience any hiccups, good or bad, in the sense, like, was there travel, was there a birthday party, a holiday, insert situation,
sickness, an injury? Every week. Every single week.
It wasn't a straight shot, like, I work out 5 days a week, uninterrupted.
Nothing happens in my life because I'm prepping for a show.
Nope. Life still goes on. You say it all the time. And so this actually just teaches you how to navigate it, how to go around it, how to go to that birthday party. I would text you and say, hey, I'm going to do a, like, taco night on Friday with my friends before I even knew I could really have tacos. And you're like, yeah, do it. I'm like, okay. life happens and you'll just figure it out. And I think communicating with you is vital, just to make sure you can do you, but still stay on track.
Yeah. Pivot and have the guidance on when and how to
pivot. Yeah.
I think there's a lot of word choices that we have to work on changing. And I've noticed it when you said boundaries.
Mm.
There's a lot of words that I think have to change.
He loves words.
Words are important.
He loves words.
Because it's how we talk.
I know.
But there's a lot of things like along the way that I think we have to change how we communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sets the tone for what's coming.
Mm.
This process isn't about restricting or sacrificing.
Mm.
And there's a lot of things that sound that way. Because words like that sound negative.
Like boundaries?
Like boundaries. It's like, because I get what you're saying, mm-hmm. right? But I don't feel like it's setting boundaries. It's like establishing, like, you know, we all have a thing, right? Like when the kids have something to do, right? You don't go there and like and start working out while they're doing their thing.
Right?
They're not establishing boundaries. Like no one's saying anything to you, right?
But
like, you know.
Kids tend to like.
Right. No, I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah.
But that was the word that you said that I'm like, wait a minute. There's a lot of things that we say all the time
mm-hmm.
that are not necessarily being portrayed in the right context.
Especially in this journey.
Especially in this journey.
It can seem like you got to sacrifice, right?
Right.
You got to like.
Because I always say, if what you're doing is getting you the outcome that you want, then it's not really a sacrifice. You're just working at it, right?
Yeah.
Like if I'm not doing this because I'm going to get that, then that thing over there is what I want. I'm just working toward it, right? But if I'm not sacrificing anything, I'm going to get something really big,
right?
But if it's like, oh, I got to sacrifice this. Oh, I can't do that. It's like, that sounds like shit, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Doesn't sound pleasant.
I think we want to make a shift in some of the things that we say, because it starts to come across like it's a great experience, but it comes with all this hardship, you know, as opposed to life happens and we just navigate through it, right?
Yeah.
If there's a taco night, then we have it. And if it wasn't an option, guess what? It'd be like, well, that's not really an option today, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it happened.
Which I was going to say, that happens.
It happens all the time. It's like, hey, you're getting on stage Saturday. And maybe,
who are we talking to? Jen. It was the other Jen. It was her
New York Jen.
Husband's
Her
birthday
husband's birthday was
Wednesday.
Before the show, it's like, yeah, today's not the right day for you to do this stuff.
Right.
They can party till they, you know. But today, if you're getting on stage in 48 hours, may not be the right time.
Yeah.
Right? Along this entire journey.
Yes.
And like, yeah, of course not, you know? But that isn't a sacrifice. You already did a bunch of work. Oh, right. If anything, that would have been a really bad
idea. At that point, you're so excited.
Right. You know?
You're like ready.
You don't even care.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you know, I didn't care. That's funny too, because through this process, I kept thinking, oh my gosh, when is he going to turn up the heat here?
Everyone says that.
When is he going to take away my cookies or take away the carbs? I kept thinking at some point he probably will.
And there were moments in time where it was a little drop.
Little drop.
Like an ounce. But, and you felt it.
Yeah, I did.
You're like, I'm so hungry. Like, you know, no hunger.
I'm hungry. Oh, but yeah, so that never really happened until the week of peak week.
Right.
When the cookies were taken.
Yeah.
It was fine at that point.
At that point, no one cares.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm getting on stage. Like,
right.
Fuck the cookies.
Yeah, I don't need cookies this week.
How... Along the way, were there moments that you're like, all right, we're moving in the right direction, like milestone moments for you? Or was there a lot of panic throughout the whole thing? You're like, is this ever going to happen? You know,
yeah.
How was it for you? Because we talk to people and it's always different.
Okay. For me, I think it was just a nice, steady flow.
Okay.
Nice, steady flow. I came into this with like a lot of body issues.
Okay.
After having children, I did not think... That was a fear of mine, like getting into a bikini in front of people.
Okay.
And so...
Quick question to that. In general or on stage?
In general, this is embarrassing, but I felt like I couldn't even move in certain ways. I would wear a bikini.
Okay.
But I wouldn't feel good in a bikini.
Okay.
And I'd be like, better not.
That's so important, guys.
Better not stand up because I don't want people to look at me.
Right.
And I'm feeling just really uncomfortable. So, the answer is yes to both of your questions. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really totally enjoying myself at the pool with the kids. That's embarrassing to say, but it's the truth.
Yeah, and those are the big things. Like, who cares if someone gets on stage or not? It's like, how do you feel at the pool with the kids in the summer?
Yes.
You know, how do you feel in your everyday life? How do you feel in front of your husband? How do you feel when you go get dressed for a date night? Like, how do you feel in general? Like,
huge.
That matters,
and
you know?
So, when you just asked me that question, I guess it was a steady flow, but you guys, and I want to say thank you again, because you did such a great job of like having these little milestones along the process that would help someone like me become a little more comfortable.
Yeah.
So, you know, progress pictures. The first time I sent those, I was like, oh my God. and then it was, okay, it's time to order bikinis. Posing bikinis. And I'm like, okay, this is coming. And then it's, you know, send me a video of you posing in your bikini. So it's these little things along the way that just kind of help bring me to a better place.
Yep.
And then, of course, participating in all the events that you guys do, huge, to help me, you know, even just the photo shoots, becoming comfortable, because that is still not my thing. Like,
right.
It's just not. I'm not one to pose, and it's not my thing. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll get better at it. But you don't have to be. You know,
yeah.
That's the thing.
Like, not your thing, like you don't enjoy it, or not your thing, like you're just not fully comfortable.
Not fully comfortable.
Okay.
I think I'm getting more comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I want to be more comfortable.
Okay, that's the key. And that's what I always say. Because a lot of times people are like, yeah, but that's not me. It's like, I get it. Like, none of this was me.
Right.
But like, it's not you because it just doesn't appeal to you. Because I can say that about a lot of things. Like, if someone's like, oh, I love like...
Right, like she doesn't like to run.
Yeah, that's not me.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to do a mud
run. And she doesn't want to try to run.
You couldn't pay me a million. It's not because I can't. If I set out to do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Nothing about it appeals to me. I have zero desire. Right? That's not me.
Yeah.
But this stuff, like, I would say that's not me. I'm not a front of the room person. I'm not a photo shoot person. I'm not a look at me person, right? But I want it to be more comfortable. So it's like, it's okay when something is not you, but if you can recognize that you want it, then that's different than like, that's not me, right? Because
right.
That's kind of like a crutch that people use. Like, it's easier to say that's not me and then be okay with it.
Yes.
Then you don't have to do it because it's not you.
Yeah.
And that's why I ask, because you can love maybe getting on stage, but not really like the photo shoots. Right? Like, I think they kind of go hand in hand, but yeah, that's why I asked. I'm like, is it not you, like, you don't like it, or you're still in the process?
Still in the process.
Yeah, and that's awesome. Writing.
And even just on the drive here, I started getting nervous to even do this, and I was like, here we grow again.
Right.
Every drive here, I'm getting nervous.
Who knows what's happening?
And I'm like, this is good for you, Jen.
Yes.
Because, you know, when it, I've never done this.
This live. Is awesome.
It's
long.
Right. And, okay.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Like, you're doing amazing. That's great. So, show weekend. How did
Wait,
you
no, no, no.
Oh, is that what you said? Isn't that what you asked her?
No, we're talking about the milestones.
Oh,
around the
milestones,
way.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is, like, it's so important to always remember that this is still your journey,
yes.
right? And that it has to be at your pace.
Absolutely.
And I feel like a lot of times people want to rush it for whatever reason. Maybe they're like, no, I want to do this in 3 months because then I'm doing whatever. Or like, you know, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. It's like, it can't be that way.
Yeah.
It has to be at your pace and it has to be in a way that feels good.
Yeah.
Because other than that, it does become a stress. Uh-huh. You know, if you said, nope, I'm going to give myself 12 weeks to get on stage and I'm going to do whatever it takes. It's like, you're going to have a really stressful time.
Yes.
Instead of giving yourself the opportunity to kind of like you said, like grow with it.
Yeah.
And one thing at a time, like, and the first set of growth is pictures and the next set of growth is posing.
Yeah.
And the next thing is a photo shoot and the next thing is the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time your day to get on stage comes, you've kind of like transitioned into that's the next thing.
Yes, exactly.
And if you rush it, right? Because it's not a race.
Or if you make it just about the stage.
Right.
You know, that's a mistake too, I think.
And too often, I think a lot of times, maybe initially people get started because they want the outcome.
Yes.
And that's okay. Like if you get started because you're looking for that transformation,
totally.
That's okay. But along the way, you certainly want to recognize that this is still your process.
Mm-hmm.
And that you have to enjoy your journey.
Yes.
And that it's going to happen whatever way you're comfortable with, and that you don't have to do things faster or slower just because, you know?
Yep. It might look different from the other girl on the team.
Right.
It's all going to look different, and things will come up. I mean, I'm speaking for myself. Through this, yes, I wanted to have the physique. It was for the aesthetics.
Of course.
To look gorgeous in a bikini in front of people. But then as you start going through it, you're like, I really need to work on this. You know, some things come up, like, why do I get so nervous? Who cares?
Yes.
Why am I not okay when, like, people want to talk to me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just brings up a lot of stuff.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Because a lot of times, you know, I think even what you just said, it's like, if you woke up and you had abs, right, that doesn't mean you're ready to get on stage. That just means you woke up and you had abs, right? Like, that doesn't mean that you're ready to go on stage and pose and perform.
Because
it is a performance,
you
right?
You have to become the person.
Like, you've got to, all of it goes together. It's not just about, and I think that it's awesome that people see a picture of you guys, right? Because now you're that person that people see a picture of and say, wow, like, I want to do that,
yeah.
right? It's like, yeah, and you can. And the process to get there is about a lot more than the abs or whatever it seems like that picture has, because to get to that place where you could take that picture, there's a lot of things that need to happen.
And when you said that about like, why do I get nervous? It's almost like moving. You know, when you like start to like go through the stuff and like pack, you're like, holy shit, like this is here and I have all this stuff and there's this other room with stuff. It's like, right? And you think it's like, no, I could do this in a weekend. You know, like,
right.
I got this. Like, we're going to pack. I got the boxes. Like, and then you start to do it and you start to dig and you're like, fuck. Like,
you open the closet.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh my God, wait, should I do this instead? Like, should I get rid of some of this stuff? Like, it's kind of like that. It's like you set out and it's very clear. And it's very, everyone sets out on this journey to look better.
Yeah.
Period.
Right.
You know,
so much more
you can have maybe the, well, I also want to make sure I do something that scares me. Cool.
Awesome.
But usually it's, I just want to look better and I want to do something for myself or whatever the case is. But along the way, a lot of closet doors get open.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
I agree with that.
Another thing that I'd like to mention that you mentioned, like, take your time. For me, I don't even think I connected with my new body until, like, I had my tan on me.
Yeah.
It took that long.
And that's such an important piece, because we've talked about that. I don't know if on the show, but definitely in amongst other people. You know, it happens when people are when people have surgery and they lose a lot of weight really fast. You could see that they're off balance, right? Because they dropped 50, 100 pounds so quick that they didn't get a chance to acclimate that new weight.
Yeah.
And they're off. Like, they're not really sure of their steps, you know, because it's too drastic,
yeah.
right? So part of going slow is also, like, connecting with how your clothes fit. And when you turn around and all of a sudden your arms are, like, shapely,
yes.
you know?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you put on that tan and you're like, holy crap, you know? I think that going slow allows a lot of that to happen.
It's a process. There's no way around it. It's a process inside and out. Like anything else, like growing a baby or...
Right.
We've even seen it, like this happened with Brie because she's so tall. And it felt like from one day to the next, she was just big.
Right. Right.
And she had no idea what to do with that.
Right.
Like, yeah. She would run into shit.
Right. Like
she Brie, would wear things that didn't like...
Right. Brie went through a growth spurt where she... like just would trip.
It didn't catch, you know? It was too fast.
Because it happened so quick, yeah. right? And it's like she wasn't ready, right? And it, what do you do? So it's very much like that.
Yeah.
And I think that that moment where you connect with that is so powerful.
Yes, like, it is.
You know.
It is.
It's like you put on your Superman cape and it's like, yes. Oh, snap.
Yeah. Milestones helped, and of course the fact that my clothes got bigger helped, but it's
what do you decide to do at that point? Do you consider like getting a whole new thing, or are you like torn with what to do with your clothes? Like, all right, this is all really big now. Like,
well, I did buy a few belts. And then, you know, it's just looser and it just feels good. I'm like,
okay,
it just feels good that my dress is looser.
Yeah,
good.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I did buy a few cute crop tops to show off.
Stunning. I love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. So, where were we? About connecting with, like, who you, like, how your body transforms. Mm-hmm. That was huge for me, because I know we'll get into this, but even on show weekend, I was not, like, connected to this new, how I had transformed.
What did it feel like? Like, it, You said that you, when you were driving here, you know, all the times you've driven here, you know, you get nervous, right? How was it driving to the hotel?
It was like the torture chamber.
Really. But I welcome it. It's like,
good.
I'm like, thank you to critique me.
Right.
Made sense.
That's what Jen said. We sign up for judgment.
Yes. Yeah. Driving to the hotel, I was so pumped. I'm like, this is it. This is where Laís says, all the work is done. Mm-hmm. You get in there and you drive and you go to celebrate.
It begins.
It's all about celebrating. Yeah.
Good. And then you get
there. How do you feel when you get there?
I get there. I'm still so excited. We get there on a Thursday. It's registration night. So we get all dolled up. All went really well. Got to meet Paul and was really, kind of struck by the fact how humble and kind he was in the speech that he gave, because the images that you see on the internet, they're all glammed up. And you're like, oh shit, these ladies are legit. Like, this is like the real deal. And he was so kind. And one of the things that struck me is just basically like the message he was trying to communicate was like, you all belong here. You all did the work. And, you know, we're all going to support each other through this. And that's exactly what it was. So I left registration night kind of on fire. Like, this is really amazing.
That's awesome.
This is such a cool man who, you know, you could look at the images and think, oh, I don't know if I fit in there. But it was quite contrary how he came across, so humble.
And for those who don't know, Paul is the... owner of the WBFF, yeah. The founder,
right.
The CEO.
If you see the logo, it says Paul Dillette's
WBFF. It's Paul Dillette's WBFF. So that's who she's talking about.
Yeah, very kind. So wake up Friday, it's media day. So right. We get all dressed up.
In our neon.
And, well, I guess I kind of skipped a part. Through Thursday night, I woke up in the middle of the night with a deep fear.
Okay.
Yeah. Of like, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? You can't do this. Like, you can't get in front of a room and strut your stuff. Like, why? But then one part of me is like, no, you did all the work. You did all the reps. You ate all the food. You did it all. You get to be here. And then the other negative part of you, that naysayer, is just like, go home. Pack your bags and go.
This is as far as we go.
Yeah. And then I kept, like, talking to that other side. Like, well, I mean, I still really won because I did all the work. Right. And I have the new physique. And I learned so much through this journey. Would it really hurt if I left?
I had the same thoughts my first show.
Okay.
Literally. But keep going.
Wow. So then Friday, you know, we go downstairs to meet and do the media day. And I am not okay. I am not okay. I feel uncomfortable. I feel nervous. And then so in media day, of course, it's all these beautiful women posing. And it's fun. It's gorgeous. Everybody's so nice, but deep down, I'm still shaken up. So, wasn't good, and that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, that was my experience. So I go back to my hotel room. Family's not there yet, and then you invited me to come downstairs. You had some earrings for me that I was gonna borrow, and so
it was code.
Yes.
We knew you weren't okay.
I know.
And I'm like, we need to talk to her privately.
Yes.
Because we need to check in with her. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't think, you hadn't gone to media day, so you hadn't seen her.
Right.
And then I was like, well, I have earrings for her that I'm supposed to give to her that I can give to her anytime. I'm like, but this is a good opportunity because we can just talk. Because we do team stuff and we're all together. We're not going to be like, hey, are you okay? Like, in front of everybody.
Yeah.
I think that with what you said, you know, like, depending on what you've seen, you know, we do go to the shows with our team and, you know, and our gang and our tribe, but everybody's still on an independent journey.
Yes.
Right? And
you weren't the only one we had to have a talk with either.
Right.
Oh, good.
So it happened. All.
And here's the thing.
We are always paying attention. You guys are like our kids. Like, we're always paying attention.
Here's the thing. Like, along the way, a lot of things happen, right? Like we said, like weekly you had something come up, and everybody has things come up along the way, right? And that weekend is a culmination of all those things, right? But we haven't disregarded any of them, right? And things can continue to come up.
Yes.
And yeah. For us, right? Like the first time that we have a conversation with somebody, we say that part of what we decided to do as coaches is make sure that we are with you from the moment that you say, I really want to do this, until you get on stage, right? And we stand true to that. So if we see, like, the coaching doesn't end because we made it to the hotel.
Right. And
right?
Because you should be excited and happy.
Right. Like there's a lot of fires to put out still.
Yeah.
Along the way.
If anything, there's more fires.
Right. So that's not uncommon.
Yeah.
And it has to be, like, you have to acknowledge that you are still, when you get on stage, it's just you. Mm-hmm. So even if you are in a room with hundreds of other people that have gone through, like, you're still having your journey.
Yeah.
You're still having your process.
Even when you're in the room, like, we get together with our team, whether it's in the lobby or in our hotel room, and there's whatever, 10 of us, whatever number for that show is, you're still all individually in that process, mm-hmm. with very different starting points, very different journeys, very different feelings at that moment, very different personalities.
Yeah.
It's literally like kids.
And I think that...
And we have to take one at a time.
Like, and the same way, but I think that the same, where I was going is, like, the same way that when you look at somebody's picture, right, and you don't know what their starting point is, and you don't know how hard they had to work to get to that point, right? Everybody's got a story. It's like, when you're in that moment, same thing, like, whatever you feel is real. Like, and if you're having, you know, some fear or some doubts or some stuff, like, yeah, that's real. And mm-hmm. and even if nobody else was, you are.
It's real and it's okay.
And then that's the thing. I was fighting against that. I am not supposed to feel this. I am not. This is a celebration. This is supposed to be a fun thing. Why am I feeling like this? Because I didn't plan on that. So it was against my plan.
Right.
So I was struggling with that, but thankfully you are intuitive and picked up on my energy or something, because I'm like, am I acting weird? How would you know?
Literally, you guys are our kids. Right. No one realizes that. Like, we spent how many months or weeks interacting pretty much every day, a handful of times in person. Natasha, we actually hadn't met in person until show weekend. So some people we don't meet till show weekend, but we are with you every step of the way. We know personalities. We notice behaviors and trends and vibes, right? Like, it's what we do, right? So at least the way we do it. So it's like you know when your kid's not okay. It doesn't matter if he says, oh, I'm fine.
I'm
it's
good.
It's not because you birthed him.
Right.
People always say, I birthed you. Like, it's not why. Like, I didn't know who that was when they handed him to me. Like, it's because of the interactions that you have all the time. You get to know that person.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're paying attention, because usually the person we're really only paying attention to is our kids. If you're paying attention, you catch on to that.
Yeah.
And I was like, Gen 7 is not okay.
I was not.
We need to talk to her.
So thankfully, that was a very helpful conversation. It wasn't that it was so deep, and it was just, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I'm not.
Right, that was it. And we just needed to air it out.
Yeah, like, that's okay. That's
great.
You needed someone to tell you that it was okay not to feel okay. Because like you said, the plan was for it to be okay.
Yeah.
Right?
You're like, it's expected. You have these preconceived notions. This is going to be so joyful and so awesome. And it is. But there might be patches of rough spots, and that's okay. And so after that conversation, I went up to my room and cried. And it felt so good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling this way, and I'm going to let myself feel this way.
There's a lot of crying this weekend.
A lot. I looked over at somebody. I'm like, you got to go cry now.
Yeah.
Like, so we can move forward.
But good tears. Like, good tears. No one was like
just, I think it's a lot of building
emotion. Yeah, it's a lot.
And it's like, you're not really working out those last days,
you're
and
not.
You can't eat your feelings or move your body. Like,
right.
You can't have, so it's not that anyone should be eating their feelings, but I'm just saying, normally, somebody's like, you know what, let me have a glass of wine.
Right.
Or let me have like.
Or after this workout, I'll just feel better.
Exactly. You know, like, let me go like and just move and sweat, and you can't even really shower because you're tanned.
Right.
But it's such a buildup.
Yes.
You've been on this
and it becomes
journey.
Real.
Yes.
So it's like.
You've worked so hard. You've taken time for yourself. You've done everything, and then you get to the weekend, and things may not feel the way you expect. And
that's true of anything big.
Yeah.
I did not feel the way I expected when I gave birth. Like, I say that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, first of all, that was not the way I planned it, and I did not feel connected. I didn't feel connected breastfeeding. I'm like, who the fuck says that this is how you connect with another human? It's awful. You know, it's like, we are entitled to feel how we feel. Like,
yes.
I didn't see this baby, and I'm like, oh my God. I was just like, wow, like, this is fucking happening. Like, it was weird.
Yeah.
And it took me a few days, and I'm like, something wrong with me? Like, am I a bad person? Like, but obviously now I know, so I can say it. I can tell you in the moment, I'm like, fuck.
Oh no.
This is a bad idea.
I wanted a baby.
Yeah, I'm like, they're just handing me this kid. I'm going to take care of it alone. Like, when he went to work after a few days, I was like, you're going to leave with him?
With him. Just me and him.
What if something happens? It was like, you're responsible for another live human. Like, it's weird. That's all I ever wanted was kids. So it's like, it sounds like not as big, but it is. It's like, I did all this work. This is what I wanted. This is a dream.
And now
I'm
here.
Why am I sad? Why
nervous?
Right.
Yeah. So then you went to your room and you cried.
How was, before? Let's go back to registration night. How was that first encounter? Like, because you've been to like some of our photo shoots and the team, but how was it like with everyone there?
I thought it was great. I mean, from the women and men that I interacted with, everyone was so nice, and it was fun to see everybody dressed up and just a really nice event.
That's awesome.
Cool.
They had music playing. It was really almost like a party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, almost like a party.
Celebration.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. So you cried, and then what happened?
Okay, so I cried, and then it was time to go get my tan, so I dried my tears.
You can't get wet.
And then we got my tan.
Okay, good.
Came up to the room, and my family was there.
Oh,
so my husband and then the three kids
were
there. And that just filled me with joy. So and then I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror. And
tan.
Like, okay. I felt like a new woman.
You cried it out. You got a tan and your family,
and
was,
family
there.
Was there.
We were good. You texted me. You're like, I'm okay.
I'm
now.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I'm like, take pictures of me, Brad. That's my husband.
I love it.
Let me put my thumb out. Hold on.
That's awesome.
Your kids were probably like cringe.
Grow up. But yeah, so I got through that and then woke up show day, a new woman. I felt so peaceful and calm.
That's awesome.
And just everything that I had expected to feel, I felt.
Good.
Yeah.
You felt all the feels.
Good.
Happy. Not at all nervous. I didn't even care at that point. He's like, well, I'm here and I'm going to do what I'm going to do and that's it.
That's awesome.
I love it.
I love that feeling. I had the feeling that you had of like, I could just pack up myself and go, but I was literally lined up backstage. Oh. And I was like, I don't think that I'm actually going to take this step this way. Like, it's okay. Like, I'm tan, I'm glam, I'm in a bikini. I already took pictures in this bikini. Okay. I'm here. Everyone knows I'm here. I know I'm here. Like, I don't have to actually do that part. Like, wow. I swear to God.
Wow.
I totally was like, if I just leave, like, it's going to be fine. And the only reason I did it, I was like, he's going to fucking kill me. Because it's a lot of work and it's a lot of money and he's going to kill me if I don't come out there and do this.
Right.
But I swear to you, like, I was 80% like, okay, no. Like, it's fine. It's fine. I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. I'm going to throw up.
But you did it.
I did it.
And now look where we're
at. I know. Imagine if I had it.
Imagine if you hadn't.
Yeah.
I really wasn't going to.
I wonder how many of those moments people have, like.
Because I had I used to dance growing up, and I loved dancing, like, as a kid, like, up until high school. But I hated performing. Like, I loved the dance practices. Even if we did something at the school, like, I was so nervous. But anytime where I was just practicing and I was just doing what I needed to do, like, I was constantly, like, I loved it. But there were so many moments, like, at school specifically, that if we had a recital, I would not come out.
Sounds like me.
Really? I would not come out. I'd be like, that's fine. Like, I know that they don't need me. Like, I'm going to mess it up. Like, I'm too nervous. And I would just knock. And they'd be like, what happened? And I'm like, I just couldn't go out there. Like, I did it all the time. And so this was one of those moments where I was like, it's fine. Like, they're going to call my name. No one's going to come. They're going to call the next name. Like, I could do just what I did back then. Like, I know it. And I was like, he's going to kill me. Like, I literally did it because.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Tony says it's in the moments of decisions that your destiny is shaped.
Love that.
I like that.
So that was definitely a good decision.
Yes, it was.
Like, you're at a fork in the road and you have to choose.
Yes. You gotta choose.
And you chose that path that.
It could have gone a completely different way.
That's okay, though.
Yeah.
That's totally.
So let's talk about being backstage.
Okay.
How is that?
Amazing.
Check your feet.
My feet.
Amazing.
Sorry, I'm never like on my phone when we're doing this because I'm like, I like to be.
Because we usually see it on the screen.
Yeah, hold on.
Go ahead, Nara. You're good. Yeah.
So, backstage, it was, first of all, we all gathered around our couches. We had certain couches at the hotel.
Team Forever couches.
Yeah, that was our meeting point.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that was so sweet. It was just a really sweet moment because here's all these women that work so hard to get to this point, and they have all their stuff and our luggage. And
it's like sending kids off to school.
Yes, in fact, that's what he said. He goes, okay, kids, have a good first day of school. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Dad. I love it.
And everybody went off.
Yeah, so we all marched down and got set up backstage where we could all sit together and start partying because that's what it felt like. Like you always said, oh, there's a show. The show kind of gets in the way.
Yeah, like, he says it all the time.
It was just at that point, for me, my walls were down. I didn't care. I had connected with some of these women. I loved them. I think they're awesome. You're back there and you're just having so much fun. And then it's time to get dressed and you get lined up, which was really nice that they do that parade because mm-hmm. it kind of helps break down any yes. nerves that you might have.
Mm-hmm.
You get to scope out the stage and see how the lights feel.
Mm-hmm.
How does this feel? How are my shoes going to glide?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like just those little things that you kind of might think about. And then it was showtime. So then it's come back and throw that bikini on and go out there. But yeah, the women back there was just, it was a party.
That's awesome.
I felt like I was at a party with my girlfriends.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now it's your moment. Yeah. It's time to get on stage.
Something inside of me just came alive. I was standing there And I just thought, this is what I've worked so hard to do all these months, and it's about to happen, and I'm going to enjoy every single moment of it.
That's awesome!
I'm going to love it.
I love that.
So I get in line, and then, you know, they make a few corrections for me. They're like, only three moves. Fast, fast. I'm like, okay. So I went up there and did my thing, and I loved it.
And it looked like it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
That was like, we've said it to everybody, so if anyone's watching all the episodes, like, it sounds repetitive, but it was one of the things that we talked about after the show. There wasn't one person on the team that looked scared or nervous or uncomfortable. Like, you guys just shine one by one, like, in such a unique and genuine way. Like, you looked like you weren't, because a lot of times you see girls up there and they're pretending that they love it, but like, they don't love it, you know? I've been there. You guys genuinely looked like you loved it. Like, you were present. Like, you were like, I'm going to do this right now. Like, instead of like, oh, fuck, like, I got to do it. And whatever.
Maybe that's the release of emotions prior. Mm-hmm. So if you ever have to cry, cry, because it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, and if you're not comfortable up there, that's okay too. But for me, I felt comfortable, and I had so much fun.
Yes.
And just doing it and saying, I did that. I did that. So then you get off the stage, and I'm running back to my girlfriend to say, I did that.
That's so awesome.
I'm a 40-year-old mother who just got on stage and showed her butt.
Yeah.
To everybody.
To everybody. And to some posing. My son's there.
That's awesome. I love that so much. Yeah,
that is
that's
that,
the best.
That is really what it's about, right? Like,
that's
you
it.
Know, then when you have your moment, you know, because you and to be present and like, I did it, you know, like, because the journey starts and you're like, I want to do it. I don't know if I can, but I want to, right?
Right.
All the way to that moment where you do it.
Because along the way, you're like, can I really do this?
Right.
Am I really going to do it? Is this thing that just came up the thing that's going to prevent me from doing? Is this my out?
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, you're not there. We say it all the time. When people are like, oh, how many people? We're not there until we're there.
Right.
Until we're there.
Until we get on stage.
No one is for sure doing it because people back out of this process all the time.
That is a good point. I never thought about
that. It's
another
you've
thing.
You've seen it.
Yeah. I want to mention this too for anyone that's watching. All of the women on the team and not on the team, it was just such a sense of like, for me, such a, I just felt so like in love with these women because I knew how hard everyone had to work to get there at that night. And all the effort that goes into it, the bikinis, the money, just the practicing of the posing and
the training, the eating, the planning, the...
And, you know, everybody's got their own thing. If it's something that keeps them busy, if it's their family, the kids, they all have something they're juggling in their life. So it's just really neat to see these women that are able to accomplish so much. And my heart went out to them and I was like, I'm one of those women.
Yes.
Like, that's me.
Yes, exactly.
I think too often we hear, like, we talk about the comparison game, right? And people are comparing themselves to other bodies on stage when at the end of the day, everyone backstage had to put in effort, right? Like no one got whatever level of fitness or conditioning they have at that moment by accident. Everyone had to work.
Yes.
And you're exactly right. Like everyone has to go through the journey, right? In whatever way they go through it, but fitness is earned, you know, and you have to earn that moment.
Yeah.
And I think that that's part of the reward, right? Like you earned it. No one gave it to you. Mm-hmm. You know, all of it is, you know, you decide that you want to do something that's a little bit bigger than just losing a little bit of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it through. And the moment that you see it through, it's like I did it, you know? And that moment is the moment that throughout this journey we're often talking about, right? That seems so far away.
Mm-hmm.
But in retrospect, it really wasn't a long time at all.
At all.
You know? From the moment that you got started to the moment that you got on stage, it wasn't a long
time. It's 9 years. And when we're not in that process, like when I was getting ready for a show and a lot of people that we talk to, it's like, wait, what? Like, no way. Like, I need at least 2 or 3 years. Like, you think that it takes that long.
Yeah.
But that transformation happened in a very short amount of time.
Right. We started in September.
Right.
September. Right. Yeah. And at the beginning of April, we were already on stage, you know, and it's in retrospect, a very short amount of time, but at the same time, it's probably more time than people give themselves to do anything.
But if you told them, and we say this all the time, here's what you will look like in 6 months.
Right, like if day one I said, all right, Jen, here's the picture. Here is what the end result will be, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, like whatever.
I'll do it. The reason people quit is because that they can't actually envision what that would look like on the other side 6 months later, 8 months later, 12 months later, right? It's not that they're not willing to put in the time, because here's the thing. Everyone puts in that kind of time with their school, with their work, with their kids. If you got to go to school for 7 years for X, Y, or Z thing, then you're going to do it.
Is what it is.
You know for sure that at the end of those 7 years, you're going to get X, Y, or Z thing.
Yeah.
At least the piece of paper, right? You can't for sure get the job or get whatever.
Right. Back to the sacrifice, right?
Right.
Like, at the end of this time, there is something that I am working toward,
right?
Yeah. Right? So I'm not it's not really sacrificing. It's like, I'm just doing this right now.
Yes.
This is what I'm in right now.
But for this specifically, because people don't have a, for sure you will lose 50 pounds and have chiseled abs, right? Like, we don't know what it's going to look like specifically.
Yeah.
And people have done so many diets and so many...
I'm the queen.
Right. That it's impossible to say, okay, if I stick to this, like, I'm going to look amazing in 6 months. Like, if people actually had that thing where they were sure of it, they would do it.
Yeah.
Right.
And also, too, through this journey, like, I was so tempted often to want to text you and be like, do you think I'm really going to be ready for
this?
But I was like, no. I don't need his validation. I love you, but I don't, like, that's one of the things I recognize within myself. Like, well, do I think I'm going to be ready? Am I going to put in all the work and all the effort? And that's really all that matters. And how I show up on that day.
It's a great point that you bring up.
Because people do that.
People do that all the time, right?
All the time.
And most of the time, either they really understand my answer or they hate it altogether. Because I often say, well, let's define what be ready means, right? What does that mean to you? What does be ready mean, right? Because if we dig deep, a lot of times it's you're looking at someone else and be like, am I going to be like that, right? That's what really you're asking. And I'm trying to get you to see that that's not the right question, right? Because all we got to work with is you.
The ready question involves other people.
Right. Normally, the will I be ready involves other people. Will I be ready should be the conversation that we have at the beginning when we say, hey, I would like to get on stage and do this fitness competition thing. And I say, hey, I think we could do it and it will take this amount of time. Will I be ready in this amount of time? Yeah.
If you do.
That's it, right? Like, I will be ready.
But what do you think ready is? Is the problem. The problem of the faith.
Or what comes up along the way is a lot of, you know, will I be able to be better than that person or look as good as this person?
Will I place?
Right? Like,
on other people.
Be ready means a lot of different things a lot of times. When at the end, it's like we talked about before, right? Like, you're on this journey to improve the way you look and participate in this thing. It's like, will you be ready for that? Sure, you're ready now, right? Like, will we look better than we did when we started? That's the goal, right?
Yeah.
Will you look the best you ever have? That's the goal. But that's all we can control, right? Like, we are trying to bring the best you out. And that's all we're working on. So, yeah, we will be ready, right? And most of the time, that answer is like, no, that's not what I want to hear. Like, I want to hear that I've got veins coming out of my abs. Like,
it's almost like, why am I looking for an answer from him? Like, that's not what I need. I need to, like, find that within myself and just know that I'm going to do the work and I am me and my body is unique. I mean, it's just going to look how it's going to look. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
All you can do is put in the work.
All you can do is
ask of the person that's guiding you, right? Like, try to make sure that you're, for you, hiring the right person to guide you, because everyone's different. And then you got to do your part. Other than that, like, okay, and then we see what happens, right? Like, then you will get.
And I think a lot of times it's like, I don't think we talk about this enough. It's when you're doing any transformation, you know, along the way, there are mathematical equations that we can use to say, hey, you're a human being, you should be consuming this much food. But maybe your body doesn't respond that way. And maybe it takes your body a little bit longer than I thought. Mm-hmm. Or maybe we get there and it's like, well, we got to where we wanted, but it doesn't quite look the way we thought, mm-hmm. right? That may require some adjustments. It doesn't mean it didn't work,
yes.
right? In any transformation, I think that's true. When it comes to shows specifically, like if you're working with somebody and it's the first time that you peak for a show, the next time you peak, now there's more data, right? Like, all right, like we did all these things and we've got a system and a formula. But if we didn't do it the first time, then we're still working on that first run, yeah. you know? And along the way, as that body changes, now we got a new body to work on. And a new body and a new day one and a new starting point, that formula isn't going to work anymore mm-hmm. because this is not what we were working with, something else.
Yeah.
Now this is a whole new thing.
Yes.
Now we gotta figure it out again.
Right.
And along the way, that's what we do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that a lot of times people get discouraged when it doesn't play out the way that they had envisioned certain things
mm-hmm.
because they weren't really clear about it from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Or along the way, they didn't maybe get the clarity that they needed
mm-hmm.
and they set themselves up to, you know, maybe they saw someone like, you know, that's, I want to look like that. And then they get there and they don't look like that. I'm like, well, that's, you don't have their mom and dad,
mm-hmm.
you know, and maybe that has been doing this for 10 years and you started 10 weeks ago,
yep.
you know, like there's so much that goes into it.
Yes.
And a lot of times this getting ready thing, we miss context behind it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and so when I was in there in that place, I thought, you know, what if I let that go and I just show up for this show as I am and know that I can get better? I don't have to be perfect for this first show.
Right.
I probably not. Like, I still have cellulite that I want to fix. Yeah, I said it. there's so much stuff that I'd like to do, but it's going to take time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And 6 months is not a lot of time.
Yeah.
No. And it was a massive transformation inside of that amount of time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. yeah. Like, you know.
Insane. Insane.
My abs and my stomach and just everything.
Yeah, we'll post her pictures in the you have her before and after,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
We'll post those in the comment section, but it's always so great to see the end result play out, right? For us, because we get to see that first conversation and then we get to see this part too, you
so
know.
Cool.
So
it's yeah. so awesome to watch it all play out. So what's next for you?
Tampa.
Yes. Oh, getting so back on September. Stage.
Yeah, back on stage September of this year. So we have 5 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 weeks to get some more work in
yeah.
and focus and show up again.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. And enjoy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. One of the things that I always ask is, as people watch and listen, I'm surprised this isn't usually interesting, but as people watch and listen, there are always people on the other side that are having doubts and fears and, you know, I want to do one of those, but, you know, I don't know if I could mm-hmm. or all the different things that prevent people from doing most of the things, right? Now that you've experienced it and you've gone through this process, what would this Jen say to somebody who's like on the fence
yeah.
and thinking, you know, I'd really like to do that, but I have kids, or I'd really like to do that, but I work full time.
I'm not that
person. I'm not that person. You know, now that you've done it,
yeah.
What would you say?
I would say, well, then you need to do it. Whatever scares you leads you in the right direction. Like, go, if you have a curiosity about it and you might be a little bit fearful, follow that, because that will take you to beautiful places. It really will. And that's what you need. Obviously, that's what you need. Keep just, you know, do it. You can do it.
Everyone always says that. Just do it.
Just
do it. We should like compile all the
right.
just do it.
And know that here you'll land in a soft, like in a nice environment. You will be loved on. They will take care of you. And it's a good place to grow. And
yeah.
And it's so much deeper than just the stage. It really is.
We were talking about that. And with that, what was the most impactful part of this whole journey and process and experience for you?
It was more just like a love for myself and how brave I am. And usually it's like, oh, I don't want to do that. No, but I was so brave and I'm so proud of that. Like, wow, I am freaking amazing.
Yes, I love that.
I am amazing.
Yeah.
I'm capable of way more than what I think. And just a self-love.
I love that. That was amazing.
That's awesome.
Mic drop.
Another one. Guys, if you are watching or listening, those are really the reasons that we love having these post-show interviews with everyone, so that you guys can continue to hear and watch the stories of all the things that happen from the day that somebody says that they want to do that all the way to the minute they get on stage. So like, share, comment, ask questions, because that's really like the way that we can continue to, you know, drive this message home that this is something that anyone can do, right? If you really want to. So we've had a really busy podcast week, which we never do. I'm usually like, we're back. It's been, you know, 6 weeks.
Forever.
Right. So thank you all for watching this week.
Yes.
We'll be back next week
Monday.
With more stories to share. But thank you all for watching. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
Peace out,
thank you,
everybody.
Thanks. That was awesome. I can't